from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
For more on this, we welcome in Rob Bradford of WEEI and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's presented by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil, including BioHeat, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Rob, how are we doing this week?
Oh, good. Another great Alex Cora interview, but I do think, I totally agree with what you guys are saying. I think if you yelled McFarland in the middle of the interview, it would have spiced everything up a little.
Yeah, so that was an oversight on our end for sure. Why does this team stink every August, Rob? Because it feels to me like a pattern. We asked Cora about it earlier today. He didn't want to go there. Outside looking in, it feels like they let down after the trade deadline.
It's something that they can't run away from, and something that every time in the last few years, August has rolled around, we've said, and I think the last couple of years, the last 3 years, even in 2021, the trade deadline, I thought, was the impetus for this, because remember in 2021, they got Kyle Schwarber,
yep,
but he didn't play for 2 weeks because he had this hamstring injury, and there was like, this is all we got, Austin Davis and Hansel Robles, and so I think that there was that element, and then the last couple of years, it was absolutely... We traded Christian Vasquez, which was perceived as a heart of the clubhouse. And then the next year, you didn't do anything. But this year is a little different, I think, in the sense that you knew that this schedule was coming. I don't think you were quite equipped, certainly in the bullpen, to handle the schedule. We knew that coming out of the All-Star break. That was certainly the case. So I think this is more of a case of you were going against teams that were hot. You were going up against teams that were better than you, really, and that's really been the problem. And I think, to come back to teams that are hot, they've really hit an unfortunate stretch here where they got one of the hottest teams in Houston, they're playing them, and they also, you're chasing one of the hottest teams coming out of the All-Star break, which is Kansas City, who has taken advantage of an unbelievably easy schedule. This is no excuse. This is their reality, and they knew this reality was coming, and the reality isn't going anywhere for the next 5 games.
So, Bradfo, with the hindsight that you have now, if you were to go back to the trade deadline, what tweaks would you have made to improve this Red Sox team as they stand today?
Well, I think that right now it looks like the relief pitchers they targeted weren't the right ones. I go back to 2021, everyone's like, this is all you got, and Robles and Davis. Well, those guys actually ended up being good. So when they got Sims and they got Garcia, people were like, including me, I was like, oh, well, okay, you've got guys who have pitched in the eighth inning. They're having pretty decent years. That'll work. And it hasn't worked. And sometimes, these relief pitching stuff, this is a crapshoot. Relief pitching is a crapshoot at the deadline. But there's been other teams who have been able to identify it. And honestly, if you really, really wanted to go for it, you would have done what the San Diego Padres did, which got a guy like Jason Madden from Tampa and Taylor Scott from Miami. I mean, these guys cost a lot, sure, but there is no doubt what they're going to give you. So I think that, to answer your question, Mego, I think that they invested, they bought, but they didn't buy to the extent that there was going to be there's no question about it, this is absolutely going to help what ails us.
Would you say then that maybe the bullpen was a bit of a mirage in the first half then, Bradfo? As good as they were, you know, we were all waiting for Chris Martin to come back. He's been back. Jansen, you know, has fallen apart here a little bit in this second half. He still has all these problems with Houston. Is it safe to say that maybe the bullpen in the first half was just playing over their heads?
No, because I think one of the things that we can't forget, Justin Slayton was an enormous part of this entire equation. And losing him was a huge, huge deal. And then you get into July, and all of a sudden your starters weren't good, and you had to extend your bullpen, and you come out of the All-Star break, and now you don't have Slayton or Chris Martin, and Zach Kelly's taking a turn for the worse. All of that led to this epic run of late-inning collapses. And so I don't think that what they had before was a mirage, because I think if you do get that Slayton back and you're getting guys, I mean, you're getting Liam Hendricks, I think he'll help. You know, if you can weather this storm, you can still have a good bullpen. But the problem is that they're digging themselves, or they have dug themselves this hole, because they haven't been able to adjust to these injuries and getting the right guys at the deadline.
Talking to Rob Bradford, WEEI, and Baseball Isn't Boring here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. I want to ask you about an update today. Marcelo Meyer, who I was holding out hope, despite what you told me early in the year, maybe would be a candidate for a late promotion this season. He was in Worcester. He was promoted with a number of other prospects, Roman Anthony, Kyle Teal, even Christian Campbell, to Worcester. He's going back on the IL from, it seems like, soreness related to his last stint. What do you know about that situation, and how concerning is it?
Yeah, well, he hadn't played for the entire month of August. He hadn't played for a while with, I think, coming out of the All-Star break. He obviously played in the Futures game. Then coming out of that, he had this thing with his lower back. And he was supposed to come off the IL, I think it was like a week and a half ago, with Portland and DH, and he didn't even do that. So he hasn't been able to shake this thing. I don't think it's a big deal, and I know that anytime, you know, Marcelo Meyer has been injured too much. Last year, he lost almost an entire year of development because he was injured. So you, at some point, you have to string together a stretch of games and stretch of months where you don't get injured, you produce, you continue to development. I don't think it's a big deal, because I think that what is a big deal is that he has played enough this year to put himself in a conversation to actually finally make the major leagues next year. In other words, this injury that we're talking about, I don't think has an impact on how they view his development heading into next year. Does that mean he's going to start the year with a major league team? No, but still, if they have an injury, or if they trade Trevor Story, it is not out of the realm of possibility to say, Marcelo Meyer, your time in the major leagues, we're ready for it.
So overall, a better night for Tanner Houck last night. Do you feel like the rotation is at a point where you can at least steadily depend on them as a whole unit, even with Arcan's Lord and Savior Paxton getting hurt almost immediately?
Well, they got Rich Hill coming too. Let's go.
Yeah, Rich Hill, 44-year-old Rich Hill.
Yeah. So I think they're better, and I say that it's important that they're better, because they were so bad. They had gone from the first 2 months being the best to literally the most recent 2 months of being the second worst. And so it was trending the wrong way. And everybody, you talk about the trade deadline, everyone said, well, what did you fall short on? It wasn't that people didn't identify the bullpen. They said you came up short of starter. Kenley Jansen was right. He was prophetic. Like the month before, when he said, we need two starters. And everyone, you need two starters? Well, it turns out, yeah, you need two starters. But I think that the guys that you're getting now, the results from Houck, from Crawford, from Pivetta, and Bayo, let's take those four, they've been pretty good. They haven't been the problem at all. So, but once again, I'll come back to it. you got a storm here you have to weather. There's is not hyperbole to say that these five games, the two at Houston, the three against Arizona, is make or break for this team, because if they get swept in Houston, it is a very real scenario where you come back to Boston six back, and you look at six back in the standings. I don't care if it's still August. I don't think that's manageable.
Do you think that whatever difference that would be between them being knocked out, you know, here in August or making a run and getting into September, is that going to change the potential off-season plan for anybody? Could that mean more of an investment or less of one if they fall off earlier? Do you think that'll change the trajectory of where this team may be going into 2025 at all with what's left here?
No. I think that they've sort of locked in on what their plan is heading to next year. And by the way, their plan is I think excites a lot of people, because you have these three guys, actually these four guys now. Four guys who were promoted to Worcester, who everybody believes that those four guys will be contributing pretty significantly next year. And everyone gets excited about the unknown and the future and what might be. So that's what they're banking on. Will they invest in a starting pitcher like the Jordan Montgomery that they did invest? Maybe. But still, I don't think this changes anything in regards to how they view the future. I mean, I think they actually feel pretty good about the future. The problem is that we can talk about bridge year or not quite good enough. They are good enough. Like, the best version of this team is good enough. You have, what, 16 teams, or maybe like less than that, 12 teams right now in Major League Baseball that could say they could win the World Series. And when Alex Cora goes on your program and says, our goal is to make the playoffs and win the World Series, like, those are semi-realistic goals if everything goes right for them. The problem is that everything is not going right for them.
Yeah, I don't want to misrepresent what you said. Their plan next year is to promote a bunch of minor leaguers and maybe spend on a free agent pitcher. That's their plan next year.
No. So this, I mean, you go back, if you go around the dime, right? What are they going to need next year? What is the thing that they would be investing?
Lots.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So all right. Tell me then. I'm
starting pitchers
here.
Bullpen.
Right. They could second baseman.
Yeah. Another big bat somewhere in their lineup. Somebody who can preferably hit left-handed pitching. Like, I don't know. Like, they need a bunch of stuff.
No, right. They don't. But if you look at what they need, if you look at potential holes that they fill in order to sign the big ticket item, right? You want to get. We all think, and I'm a big proponent of this. I think that you have to pay for certainty at some point. You absolutely have to. But you better make sure that is certainty. That you better make sure that is an impactful guy. You can't do like. Yes, I think it was a terrible look to lose out on Teoscar Hernandez. But Tyler O'Neill hasn't been bad, right? This isn't the make-or-break thing with this team. The make-or-break thing with this team is finding, to your point, there are things that you should invest in. I think you should invest in another, no doubt about it, starting top of the rotation, starting pitcher. I think you should invest in a no doubt about it game ender, not saying, hey, Liam Hendricks, you're going to be our closer next year. And I think that you have to figure out what you're going to do at the DH position, because right now the problem is that we just said, oh yeah, Yoshida's going to be gone. Well, maybe that's helping his trade value. I don't know. All I know is this. He's literally the best player in hitter in baseball over the last 2 weeks. So you have to figure out what you have there. So yes, we all want them to spend money, but you have to make sure that you're spending money on the right things while you're controlling the rest of the payroll, which you can with these younger players.
Okay. He's Rob Bradford. Check him out. WEEI and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Mego asked Alex Cora about this earlier today, but a good conversation with the Red Sox manager about Jaron Duran and how he's working with Duran to grow from the incident from last week. So check that out. Rob, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. See you.
Okay. Bradfo joining us here on Jones and Mego with Arcan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We do have a bit of an update. This is from The Information. You guys familiar with that website?
I do know. I know somebody who used to work there.
You do?
I've never even heard of this website.
The Information.
Is this about Bezos?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because they're a techie company.
Okay. The leading publication, high-powered tech executives and founders read daily.
They cover tech.
Got it.
Did you guys read The Information today?
The Information's...
It's like subscription only.
Never heard of this.
The Information's WTF tickets are now on sale.
Okay. WTF?
Yeah. So there's a link for that.
Cool.
But apparently all the high-powered tech bros read this every single day. Hey, did you guys check out The Information? Apparently Bezos...
We call it The Info for short.
Bezos is not planning on buying the Boston Celtics, according to The Information.
The Information sucks.
You suck, Information. That sucks.
I'll believe it when Breitbart writes it.
Why do they elaborate, or just now we heard that's BS?
Hang on. I can click on the link that Joe Braverman dropped in here. I've not had much time. We were conducting an interview there, but let me zip through this if I can. Why does Jeff Bezos? He has no plans to bid on the Celtics, according to a person close to Bezos. Sounds specific. Since Monday, sports media has been abuzz about the possibility that the billionaire founder of Amazon was considering making an offer for the team. After podcaster Bill Simmons gave credence to the rumors in an episode of his show. But according to the person close to Bezos, there's zero truth to the idea that Bezos is interested in bidding on the team.
Boo!
At least we got our segment out of it.
Then it cuts off. Yeah, no, right, exactly.
Get
in there, get your takes out, and then somebody can say it's not happening.
I was just getting excited about the Rainforest Cafe dome. I was going to be nice.
I was excited about the team staying together, but that would have been nice, too.
I have a theory on why tech bros are saying, or people close to Bezos are telling the tech bros not to panic, that he's going to, you know, make a big $6 billion acquisition. I don't know. Is he worried about it being out there and being known? Like, it being leaked to Bill Simmons, or Bill Simmons talking about it on a podcast, not exactly the way you get that out there. And I wonder if Bezos wanted it out. So they're just walking it back. I don't necessarily believe he's out.
I think it's possible that Bezos watched the 2022 playoffs and was like, Jaylen Brown's left. What's going on here? And they're like, no, sir, that's out of date. And he's like, I've seen enough.
I'm out. I don't want him anymore.
Did you see Tatum in the Olympics?
Marcus Smart's gone. I don't want this team anymore.
Barely get on the court there.
Hey, at least we got Grant Williams, right?
617-779-7937. So there's the latest from the quote-unquote Information. Bezos out. If you believe that. I believe the Celtics are one of our questions in Triple Play. Stay tuned. It's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.